This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
State of the world, it's the State of the Union, my daily address. I'm pretty fortunate. I have the ability to address 3 or 4 million people every day, Jay, not a bad thing, or during the course of the week, to give people a little insight into what it is from my perspective that's going on. Talk about the things that are going on, the events of the day, the issues of the day. And so I got this email from someone. It's so typical of how people are thinking today or how they're addressing life in America today. This guy sends me a conversation that he overheard. I think this is now making the rounds, by the way, trending on social media. Maybe you can find it. The guy who goes to a Walmart and he's self-scanning and bagging his whatever he's got. He's got $300 worth of all kinds of things. And the employee who's there, you know, I more often see this because I don't go to these, although the grocery stores pretty much all have them. Home Depot has it. You know, the self-service, you do your own scanning and you bag your stuff. So they don't need employees. You do it all yourself and they still get paid. So anyway, this woman is monitoring this fellow's activities from her podium. And this lady says, "Why are you double bagging all of your groceries?" The fellow says, "What do you mean?" "You're wasting our bags," the lady on the podium says. This fellow says, "If you don't like the way I'm bagging the groceries, feel free to come on over here and bag them yourself." The lady on the podium says, "That's not my job." This guy says, "Okay, then I'll bag my groceries how I please, thanks." Lady says, "Why are you using two bags?" Guy says, "Because the bags are weak and I don't want the handles to break and the bottoms to rip out." We've all had that experience. Lady says, "Well, that's because you're putting too many things in the bag. If you took half of the stuff out and put it into another bag, then you wouldn't need to double your bags." The guy waits for a second. "Wait a minute. So you want me to split the items in half and put half of them in different bags so I don't have to double bag?" Lady says, "That's exactly what I want." Guy says, "So I'd still be using two bags to hold the same number of items?" Lady says, "No, because you wouldn't be double bagging." Guy says, "Okay, so I have a jug of milk and a bottle of juice, double bag. If I take the milk out and remove the double bagging and just put the milk in one bag and the juice in another bag, I'm still using two bags." Lady says, "Nope, because you're not double bagging them. It's not the same number of bags." The guy looks around at other customers who are looking at this woman in awe. The guy says, "Is this that Common Core math stuff that I keep hearing about?" The lady says, "You just don't get it." And with that, she went back up to the podium so that she could continue texting or playing games or whatever the hell she was doing there and not criticize bagging skills. But can you imagine? How'd you feel if you had that experience going in? This is a real encounter that took place.
Oh, I totally believe that.
In a grocery. Huh?
I totally believe this. That's just absurd. But then again, sometimes people are absurd. Right. What happened to a good old reply of, "Okay, thank you for your concern. Have a nice day," and just ignore anything else?
These people are walking among us, though. That's the thing. They're out there. They're really there. And I think this, as I said, this is beginning to float around, this experience. You'll see this. If you haven't seen it on social media in one form or another, you'll probably see it fairly soon. You won't see it on the CNN Nightly News. You won't read about it in the New York Times, but it's there. What you will read about or hear about today, the continuing focus on two things that seem to have grabbed everybody by the short hairs, as they say. And one of them is what's going on in Ukraine. Well, actually, there's three things still. Ukraine, COVID, and what's going on with January 6th. So with regard to Ukraine, there were two Americans that were killed. Did you know that? While they were fighting in the Ukraine, they've been identified. There were four foreigners who died last week while fighting alongside the Ukrainian forces. And there have been other Americans who've gone over there, but these are two that have now, this brings it really back home. So American mercenaries or volunteers, there are both. Volunteers, people who are American citizens who have connections to Ukraine, relatives, family. You know, there are a lot of folks, as you know, this is the melting pot, so a lot of people have come here from Ukraine and Eastern Europe to live. So they've gone back over there to fight. And then there are some American former military who are paid as mercenaries to join the fight as well. There's a little of both going on. But at any rate, there were two Americans killed last week among all those who were lost in that battle. So there's that hits us at home. And so we go from this opining to something kind of silly. There was a robot. A seven-year-old boy was playing a chess match during the Moscow Open this past weekend. Russian news outlets report the robot broke the child's finger. The Moscow Chess Federation president said, "This is, of course, bad."
No crap, Captain.
There's a video that's been on social media showing the robot taking one of the boy's pieces, one of the chess pieces. The boy then makes his own move, and the robot grabs his finger. And then, you know, it basically breaks the finger because it's pushing the finger out of the way.
Yeah. Took four adults to free this poor kid, this poor boy. Well, and when you watch the video, because this robot, it's like this giant arm kind of thing, and he takes the boy's piece, and the boy moves a new piece to the place, the spot on the chessboard where the previous piece was. It was his move, but the robot hadn't finished going through its whole little thing, so it went to take the same piece or a piece from the same spot it just took a piece from. Mm-hmm. And of course they blame the boy of like, well, he jumped the gun. He didn't wait for the robot to completely finish. He went too fast, and that's why the robot messed up. And it's like, okay, but still, the robot should have some kind of safety protocol that it doesn't just latch on. It already did its move.
Mm-hmm.
Blaming the child.
Yeah, right.
Good.
It's the human's fault. The robots are taking over. Brilliant.
Yeah. Robots are perfect.
Yeah, right. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with robots today? 14 past the hour. Trump and his supporters in January 6th. Next, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I, looking at the results of the January 6th Select Committee's public hearing into the White House they went. All of the weekend news shows, the so-called news shows, they aren't really news shows. They're just, okay, we'll take something and twist it and turn it around. Anyway, there's a lot of focus on Trump's hours-long refusal to call for an end to the riot. That is going on, and the analysis paralysis. But I did think it was kind of interesting that that hearing marked the final scheduled presentation. So it started with a big Lollapalooza, and then it ended with that nine-member committee having a sort of Lollapalooza. And there were two or three hearings in between that really made some made noise, made some sense, got you to focus on what was going on, Trump and his inaction, the gap in time. You know, there are all kinds of questions as to how important, and I'm convinced, looking at some of that video, that Trump really, really believes that he had the election stolen. It wasn't just something in his mind told him, for whatever the reason, his true feeling was that he was, he thought he had won.
And he's not alone. There are a lot of people who genuinely, there are movies, there are documentaries that are around this whole premise, which makes you question whether it was stolen or not. The fact that there can be this much debate over it shows that something is wrong with the election system.
Yep, absolutely. And we continue I've found this book, The Battle for the American Mind, that I think is pretty interesting. As I've mentioned several times before, the outtake from a CNN guy that's all over social media about talking regarding the next fear-based news story that they're going to follow. And so January 6th will come and go, and Trump will come and go. And, so what's going to be the next thing? The wildfires will come and go. COVID, will come and go. You know what doesn't come and go? The focus and the reality of violence in America. Do you see these the camera video that showed this? These two guys had wigs on, pulled a gun on a couple. They were following them home from a walk. And there was a man and a woman who pulled a gun on a couple right outside their front door.
Yeah, their doorbell camera caught all of it. Unfortunately, they were able to be enough ahead of this couple that they got inside and slammed the door. Yeah. But then there were reports of another robbery that they believe these people were involved in as well. And
is it me, or maybe it's because women seem to be more involved? Women are bolder now. Maybe this is the equality thing clicking in. When it comes to bad guys, there are almost as many bad guy women as there are bad guy guys. Women are accomplices in more and more of the bank robberies, this kind of the individual shoot 'em ups, things that are going on with gangs. More and more women are. I heard a story not long ago about a woman gang. In I think it was Chicago, but I can't remember where it was. It may have been Denver. The women were trying to unseat the men in terms of the drug lords and the power that they had. And some of these women, man, I want to tell you don't want to tangle. I don't want to tangle with any of the guys that look like that. But the women, the way they have bulked themselves up and the way that they are approaching, you know, it's kind of terrifying. When you get right, is that the right word?
Maybe shattering those glass ceilings has no boundaries.
Right, exactly. Yeah, women moving. the most qualified of all of the bad guys, the women are getting up there to preserve or to preside, if you will. All right, here we continue with what's going on today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Come on,
baby, don't you want 23 after the hour now. Time for a check-in with the Good Day social media. The contributions of many of you, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. My Facebook page is completely discombobulated because I'm trying to install a clock in my computer that has not only screwed up what we're doing on the air, but it screwed up my computer. And so I'm locked out. Now, tell me this, Jay, you're much more familiar with these things than I am. Why would me resetting one of my computer screens into a clock keep me locked out of my Facebook page? Because I'm
that
locked
makes
out.
Zero sense.
Yeah. Well, welcome to my computer.
Yeah. I got nothing on that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here's the story of six of Martha Stewart's peacocks. I have peacocks on my farm. They are beautiful. People come to listen to them, to watch them. In all their glory, they are magnificent. Apparently, some of Martha Stewart's peacocks were killed by coyotes. There's a lesson in this, because those of you who are dealing with coyotes, I deal with them on my farm all the time, and I don't have patience for them. I don't have love for them. I don't have tolerance for them. And it's this sort of thing that's the reason for that. She has a farm in Bedford, New York, which is north of the city. And there's a posting in the caption of the posting. She shared that some of her peacocks, including the one that's in the video that you can see, were attacked and killed by coyotes. Coyotes are now there. They are broad daylight. They'll come up to the farm or wherever the animal is. They'll come to your backyard and they'll kill a cat. A lot of people have chickens in their backyard now. They'll kill the chickens. They'll kill anything. They are a menace, and it's too bad because we've sort of forced them into this situation. Stewart asked her fans, are there any solutions for getting rid of these six large and aggressive coyotes?
Yeah.
You shoot them. That's what you do. That's, there's no other way. And people say, oh, that's horrible. How do you do that?
We mean, now they know where they're, like, there's a food source. They're going to come back. And she would let these the peacocks roam free a little bit on the property. But now she's like, okay, no, they're staying in their specific yard and not just a fence around it. She has to put the chicken wire fence over top of it as well.
Yeah, that's what I've done with not only we have pheasants, we have peacocks, we have chickens, we have ducks. And I put fences on around them. I used to let them free range. They were all over the farm and don't do that anymore. No more free range because of the coyotes. In fact, early this year we had a scare because of the avian flu, but that's past now. So we let the chickens out during the day. But I've seen the coyotes come up fairly close to the barnyard, and then they get scared away by some of the folks at the farm. But I have somebody who comes in every year, and this will horrify some of you. But there's no tolerance, there's no give and take here. So last spring we shot 17. I didn't. A guy. I don't have a gun even. But I have no tolerance for coyotes. I mean, I'll even tolerate woodchucks, even though they make messes out of cornfields and hayfields. But with coyotes, there's no middle ground. They are destructive, and they are destructive because they're just looking for a way to survive, but that's not going to be on me. And some of them are just, they're emaciated, they're ravaged by famine. You know, just, it's too bad, but that's the way it is. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After closed-door trials, Myanmar's military junta announced Monday it has executed four democracy activists accused of helping to carry out terrorist acts. The condemnation of the Southeast Asian nation's first executions in decades is global. Independent truckers shut down the Port of Oakland last week as protests against labor laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Truckers have been blocking access to the Port of Oakland with a protest against Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. Gladys Hernandez gives her reason for protesting to CBS News.
I'm here to support my family because we have bills to pay.
Aquaman actor Jason Momoa collided head-on with a motorcyclist on a winding Los Angeles area road on Sunday. The police report said the collision occurred when the motorcyclist crossed over the center divider. The biker suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old Momoa was not injured. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide. The General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, should go to Taiwan.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, speaking with Newsmax 3 days after being attacked while speaking at a campaign stop near Rochester, New York, insisted that the ballot box is the best place to settle scores.
The whole incident, the entire attack, was something that strikes to the core of any a freedom-loving American who wants to see, you know, scores that people might have against others settled at a ballot box. Political violence has no place during any of this electoral process. I encourage people to get involved, to vote, to be informed. But what we also have to do is make sure people aren't taking matters into their own hands.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephens Good Day Show.
The answer to the question, what happens when a bunch of scientists put a study group of older people together and give them all psychedelic drugs? I've never really been into this kind of thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people my age who are.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 at the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner, lamenting some of the things going on in American life today. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people that the story about the self-scanning grocery store, the bagger, and that whole thing has brought many comments from people. The way we're being educated, what's going on in our culture. So here's another example of that. This is the story of a man and a wife going through a McDonald's drive-thru window. The lady gives the cashier a $5 bill. The total for what they purchased was $4.25. So the driver gives the person at McDonald's another quarter. So she says to the lady's husband, "You gave me too much money." Husband says, "Yeah, I know, but that way you can give me back a dollar bill." the girl in the counter sighs and goes to get the manager to ask the fellow in the car to repeat his request. So he said, yep, I gave you a $5 bill and a quarter. And the manager says, quote, we're sorry, but we don't do that kind of thing. The cashier proceeded to give the driver back 75 cents in change. Huh?
Do you? Isn't there a coin shortage?
Yeah, but I mean, think about that for a second. What are we learning? What are students being taught in school? I mean, I've been laughing sort of about this for a number of years. We spend more money on education in our country than we ever have before. But some of the, most of the children that come out have a hard time reading. They can't write. They can't add. They can't subtract. So what are we teaching them? What's going on in school for 7 hours a day from K through 12? That's a legitimate question, right?
Apparently not cursive.
No, and apparently not being able to figure out that four quarters make a dollar. Okay, anyway, what other kind of crazy stuff's going on? Biden's got COVID. He's got mild symptoms. So,
you know who else had mild symptoms? I had mild symptoms, and I am still dealing with COVID brain
stuff. How long ago did you have?
Oh, my goodness. It was in June that I had COVID, and I didn't even realize I had it for a few days. I didn't have symptoms. I only took a test because my son was sick, and I decided to take a test before taking him to an urgent care. And I have to tell you, this COVID brain, I can't even talk about it because the words just don't exist in my head anymore. It is real. It is.
How are you
going to
do a talk radio program?
Well, clearly I can't because I tried to say, what, socks with holes in it the other day, and I came out like, holy socks, Holden socks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's tough.
Holy socks. Holy Toledo.
Holy socks.
The situation with birth control. Here's the House passing legislation protecting access to birth control. This is the latest move in a much broader effort, mostly by Democrats, to enshrine into law what they should have done before. Frankly, they're about 5 years too late doing this for whatever the reason. Those of you who worship at the throne of Democrats, all Democrats good, all Republicans bad, no, that's not true. But this particular this vote was 228 to 195, with eight Republicans joining the Democrats in voting for this different. This is a bill. Birth control is different, although a lot of people have used abortion for birth control inappropriately. The situation right now, I find it it's very troubling. All of this stuff, we go back and forth and up and down and sideways, and nobody
really. It doesn't
really
make sense when you add it all up. If you're saying abortion shouldn't be possible, it's bad, and we need to outlaw it. So why would we want to outlaw something that prevents conception to begin with?
Right. So with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, there are new battles that are coming up, that are surfacing, and one of them has to do with, as Jay just suggested, what do you do for birth control? And so the mailing of pills to states that are red. This is, can you believe that we're talking about this in 2022 or any time? Pregnant women in the red states either are going to travel to, and already are starting to set their sites, and they're being instructed where to go in what states, either for a legal abortion or for the things that will keep you from getting pregnant, whatever. And so making it safe and effective ought to be on everybody's mind, I guess. There are people in other countries who have sent notices to American clinics. You can come here if you need to. And then there are these pills. What do they call them? Morning after pills? Here.
Yeah, the morning after pill will happen. Somebody will take it if the first resort doesn't doesn't work, like the prophylactic breaks or something like that,
yeah,
people can do that because that will also, hence, stop the possibility of conception. And here's the other thing. Abortion isn't always somebody who's promiscuous who gets pregnant carelessly and doesn't want their child. A lot of times abortion is for needed medical reasons, just as birth control isn't always about sex. Sometimes it is because a woman has ovarian cysts, and that can help. That's just one example. But there are medical reasons behind all of these different aspects that seem to get overlooked.
There are a lot of people who are looking at abortion pills. There are people who are looking for pills that would be, the things that started when I was a kid that weren't abortion pills. They were just a pill that kept you from getting pregnant. I don't know what did we call them. They've been used for
contraception.
Well, not that. There was another. I remember another name for it early on. But anyway. The question here is, are we going to, as Americans, encourage law enforcement officials to stop the delivery of pills? Are they going to be chasing you around? Let's say you order these pills, and they come not just from pharmacies in other states, but they are from overseas pharmacies. Because a lot of stuff, I get calls on my, this is one of the robocalls I get on my landline is from a pharmacy in Canada trying to sell me stuff. And those things are going on, whether it be on the phone or you can order them through the mail. And the mail, there is an option for getting a mailbox. There are people who are setting up mailboxes in states where abortion is legal, where the help that is desired is legal, and they'll go, like in New Hampshire. If it were Massachusetts and you live close to the New Hampshire border, and now we're any state, and I'm going to maybe I'd come up with a better example, but it's easy enough, excuse me, to get a mailbox in another state, get a post office box. Are we going to be chasing those people around? Do we as a society want to pay for law enforcement to chase all of these various ways of getting a hold of contraceptions? Is that what we're going to do as a country? I hope not. I really hope that's not the case. But who knows? There's people that are just, I don't want to use the word crazy, but it is the whole focus on this is so oblique to me, anyway, for somebody who doesn't believe in abortion. I don't. But the simplest way to fix the problem, if in fact, unless it's a medical case of an emergency, a child who's dead in the womb, or somebody it affects the life seriously, could result in physical harm or death to the mother, then of course you perform an abortion. But that isn't what some of these people know, under no circumstances.
Yeah, it's either yes or no.
Nah, nothing is ever yes or no. Nothing in the world, nothing is black and white. It isn't. And it never has been, although some people would want you to think that that's the case. No, it's not the case. All right, where's the cool weather and what are you doing about the heat? We'll talk about that after these words here on Good Day.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
All right, so here we have a couple of different scenarios, Jay, as to what's going on in the world of how do we make it through the heat. This weekend here on my farm, here in New England, we had 3 days of temperatures close to 100 degrees. For this part of the world, even at this time of year, that is really oppressive. And it was hard, you know, I saw some fire hydrants in my town that were opened up, and just people, they just open them up. They opened up all the beaches, but the fire hydrants are pouring water. People are going up to the fire hydrants with water bottles. They're standing there in their shorts and their bare feet as this thing continues. It's going to break today. We have rain moving in today, so it'll cool it off by 10, 12 degrees. But this is kind of like what we had in the Pacific Northwest last year. They've had it this year, too. Not quite as intense as last year. But there's heat. Look at the Midwest. The heat. And then we're back to our friends at CNN. Excuse me. Part of the problem with my voice today is the dryness and the hoarseness.
Well, then it's cooling off for, what, a day or two? And so you have that fluctuation of really, really hot heat, and then all of a sudden down into the 70s.
Right. Yeah, right. So
to the 80s.
How are you dealing with this? This would be a good, and your pets, are you keeping your pets safe? This is a time you got to be very aware of our friend Warren Eckstein, who does the pet show, and he appears in this program with tips every day, and he's with us on Wednesdays to talk about your pets, how you take care of them. One of the things that he asked about, remember this last week, are you thinking of shaving your dog because you think the dog has too much hair, and by shaving off the hair, you'll make the dog cooler. Well, in fact, just the opposite is what happens. You should not cut the hair off the dog because the dog is protected from the heat by the hair, which I thought was interesting.
And that they get sunburn. If you shave them too quickly, and then they're getting sunburn and everything. And the other thing he pointed out was some of the dogs get embarrassed.
Yeah, I thought
so they have like that personality. Yeah, they're a little bit embarrassed when they've been shaved down.
And now there are people because this is global warming. We've got to stop. This is ruining the planet. So there are people who are thinking about stopping air travel. And so when you ask them about the vacation, no, I'm not going to go on an airplane. It uses too much energy. So what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to drive. Is driving better than flying? No. There is no escaping using fossil fuels at the moment. We don't, even if you have an electric car, you're not saving anything because the electricity is being provided by fossil fuel. And so people say, well, I'm air travel, I'm going to take my electric car. I think you're kidding yourself, folks, if that's what, in fact, you are thinking. 10 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples. Purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Daddy, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
back. N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are 53 after the hour on the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Jay and I, because Tom has a holy good thought for his mother. He had to take his mom to the hospital. So we have some more food news, which is always in. There's always a place for food news. Here's a story from a Pennsylvania farm that's partnered with a microbrewery to create an alternative fuel. I did this. I didn't do it with the... on my farm, I didn't do it with the thought in mind that I was going to create a way to have energy. I used the microbrewery brewer's grain to feed the cows so I didn't have to give them regular grain, because regular grain is actually not good for the cows. It's good to help them produce more milk, but they don't live as long. Their feet and their bones and stuff show the effect of a lot of the things that are in the commercial grain. So, here's the Dickinson Farm in Pennsylvania, joining with the Molly Pitcher Brewing Company and some other farms as well, to create quantities of sustainable biogas from materials that otherwise would be tossed.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. So here's the guy who runs the livestock operations at the farm. Says, quote, in a nutshell, biogas is where we take organic waste materials and convert them to methane, which is, you know, anathema to the people who don't know. Those cows are killing the planet with all the methane. Well, if you collect the methane, which is kind of what this does, the organic waste, they, you know, it is fuel. Molly Pitcher who is the brewing company. They have 1,000 pounds of brewer's grain a week. They're near Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Rather than using the spent grain putting it into the landfill, which is stupid, they shouldn't be putting it into a landfill either. They should be putting it into a manure pile, if nothing else, and folding it back into the earth. So no matter what, putting this stuff into a landfill is moronic. But at least these people are thinking two steps ahead instead of one. One step would be you bring it out into the field like manure and you spread it and you plow it in. But then this is even better. The digester transforms this mix, the brew, if you will, into burnable methane gas. They contain it. There are tanks that contain this. You often see some of the larger farms, a big blue harvest store tank, and that's where the manure goes, and it creates the methane, and they use it on a lot. I know a lot of farms that aren't connected to the electricity grid. They get all their electricity from the methane that comes out of their cows. It's good for the environment. It's good for their pocketbook. It's great. Utility companies don't like it because they can't sell you electricity. But you know what? That's tough. So they're not just brewing beer there, Jay. They are trying to help the environment and lessen the carbon impact. Now let's see if CNN does a story on that. Because here's CNN. I'm all over the place with this to the extent that the technical director has said that the newest fear-based story that they're going to instill, use to get an audience, is to talk about climate change. So this would be a very good story for somebody other than me, or in addition to me, to tell. And I would think the local folks down there would probably be telling the story, but is there some national outlet? You're going to see this in the New York Times? I know, it's hard.
Probably in another week or two on a slow news day.
Yeah, maybe, yep. Okay, have you noticed that your chicken breasts have an unpleasant texture these days? This phenomenon is known as woody chicken breasts. Wow.
Cleverly named.
Woody breast is an ongoing challenge facing the entire industry, says somebody from Purdue Farms. Well, the way you raise your chickens, yep. Humans have been eating chicken for 2,200 years. Woody breasts are new. Woody breasts have been around for about 8 years, according to some of the poultry scientists at the University of Arkansas. According to the National Chicken Council, a woody breast is when chicken breast meat is hard to the touch and often pale in color and poor quality texture. Woody chicken breast characterized by a more complex consistency in the... Anyway, it's what they're feeding the chickens. That's basically it.
Yeah, and then they're growing too big fast.
Right, yeah. 90 days, and they're in the broiler. No, you're not going to get anything like that. Anyway, and they don't have as much protein in them. It's just pulp. You might as well be eating wood, I think. Frankly, that's the takeaway from it. The chicken breast that you get from Purdue and Tyson's. Yep, right. There you go. Food for thought, literally. The farm and food connection to your family at 59 past.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.